Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this hadith is about good actions. In this hadith, the Imam provides us with a good method which we can adopt, by means of which we can make sure our actions that we perform are all good and noble. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram, a very solemn and sacred month for the followers of Imam Hussein, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, as well as for all of the freedom-loving people of the world. In this month, in order to better benefit from this month, aside from all of the, you know, various acts of worship that we perform, the commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the weeping and the lamentation that we do. Aside from this, it really is important to remind ourselves of the mission of Imam Hussein, the reason why he stood up and revolted, and the reason why he actually refused to pay allegiance to the tyrants of the time. As well as, in general terms, looking at the wisdom that he imparted to us, and which was passed down to us from the narrators of hadith and traditions. One of those hadith is the hadith we would like to recite for you today. This blessed hadith has been narrated in the famous book of hadith, Biharul Anwar, volume 75, page 127. It is the 10th hadith in that location, in that place. The Imam says the following. He says that you should act as a person who knows that he will be taken account of for his crimes. Meaning you should act in such a way that you are certain that the crime that you might commit will be taken account of and will be punished. You shouldn't act with the assumption that, or like a person who thinks that he, even though he might commit a crime, you know, he might not be punished for it, right? Because because we're talking about crimes related to a religion, and here, God Almighty is watching us. He has the power to punish us. He has the ability to do so. He knows what we're doing, right? So there's no reason why we wouldn't be punished for what we are doing, the crime, right? So we should remember this. It will help prevent us from performing these bad deeds. And also we should act as a person who knows and who is certain that he will be rewarded for his good deeds, right? If we know this and we remember this, because remember that the person who is rewarding us is God, who knows what we're doing, who sees what we're doing, the good deeds that we're doing. He has the ability to reward us. There's no reason why he can't, right? So there's no reason why we shouldn't. This should help us in the performance of good deeds. When we constantly remember this fact, it can help us in the performance of good deeds and the relinquishment of bad deeds. اعمل أمل رجل يعلم أنه مأخوذ بالإجرام مجزي بالإحسان. This is the actual wording of the hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at good actions in the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.